It's a Monday morning, and it's time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. We all saw the Bills losing to the Panthers in a low-scoring 9-3 game on the road in Charlotte. What happened?
Yeah, that was some awful football. More specifically, it was one of the worst offensive performances by the Bills that I've seen in years. If you had told me that the Bills defense would get 6 sacks and hold the Panthers to just 9 points, I'd say guaranteed win and likely an impressive win at that. But then again, the Bills offense managed just 176 total yards and only 10 first downs throughout the entire game. Best way to illustrate this game is to take Carolina's total of 9 points and apply it to last year's season. If the Bills held every opponent to 9 points last season, they would have finished with a 15-1 record. This shows how yesterday was just the tale of two teams. Defense was exceptional, and the offense was downright vomitous.
Mm. That's a word to use on a Monday morning.
Tell me about it.
But I can relate. I can totally relate. Okay, so let's get into it. I know you like to highlight who stood out in the game. In this particular case, I guess a lot of people stood out because of their poor play.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor was bad, passing for just 125 yards on Friday. Said he needed to play mistake-free to beat the league's better teams on the road. And while I don't think the Panthers are one of the league's better teams, Taylor did play a mistake-free game. But he also played a game free of any meaningful positive plays as well. Just couldn't seem to make decisions or find open receivers. And that leads to the second and equally culpable part of that equation, the receiving core. Yesterday, it became abundantly clear that the Bills are going to miss the elite talent of Sammy Watkins. I still think it was the right decision to move on from Watkins as they're building towards the future. But it's clear that this team's receivers, they're average at best. And yesterday's final offensive play encapsulated the whole situation. It was Tyrod Taylor, an average quarterback, throwing to Zay Jones, who looked like an average wide receiver, and average just wasn't good enough as the pass was slightly off, yet catchable. But Jones wasn't up to the moment, and the game slipped through his hands. And while I've raved about LeSean McCoy when it's deserved, he also deserves to be mentioned in games when he sinks down to the level of play around him. And yesterday, in a game when the Bills could have used their superstar to carry them, he was nowhere to be found with 12 rushes for just 9 yards. Add it all up, and not a single performance stood out on offense yesterday, and just not a winning recipe.
All right, certainly that is the case. At the same time, okay, beyond the lowlights, are there some bright spots to look forward to?
Yeah, tough question. Is this season is all about perspective, I guess, and we're in game 2 of a rebuilding year in which draft position in a strong quarterback class is critical. But we have to give credit where credit's due, and yesterday was a showcase of an absolutely spectacular defense. Sure, the Panthers and Cam Newton didn't look great, but the Bills' defense played a big part in disrupting any chance Carolina had to get into a rhythm. It was even more remarkable considering they were on the field for 39 minutes. Despite the lopsided time of possession and heavy defensive workload, they never wore down. And again, for the second straight week, safety Jordan Poyer had another standout game. He led the team in tackles, including 1 sack and a tackle for loss. Only critique I have is he was in position for an interception, just couldn't quite hold on. Sure, it's only 2 games, but man, he looks like this season's breakout find if he continues that level of play. So add it all up, the Bills look like the team many of us expected, good enough to stay close in some tough games, but not nearly close enough to compete for a championship. And I know using the word championship sounds ridiculous, but at the end of the day, we don't want to see them just assemble a team that simply ends the playoff drought. We all want to see a team compete to win it all. And the bad yet clear news is that they aren't quite close. Good news is they look to be a quarterback and likely a wide receiver away from getting into the discussion. So let the building continue, maybe a long and familiar year, but we've had 17 years of practice, so what's one more?
Practice makes perfect.
We'll find out.
Matt Sabuda, appreciate you coming in on a Monday morning going beyond the playbook.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.